Minneapolis today, calling for an end to the Israeli airstrikes over the Gaza. The protesters waved flags and signs that said Free Palestine and shouted Long Live Intifada or Uprising. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters gathered in Boston, while other smaller protests in support of Palestinians took place in Hartford and Pittsburgh. Phoenix police say two children have been found dead in a suburban apartment after a woman flagged down a police officer and told them she was hearing voices telling her to kill her children. Officers found a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old boy dead with obvious signs of physical trauma. The woman was detained. SRN News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rick and Moe's is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Try some of the latest food favorites from the Rick and Moe's kitchen like wings, butts, and brisket. The kitchen is open 5 till close. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. IRL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are are popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are batting 1,000 on the weekend weather once again this week. Tonight will be rather comfortable, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool, overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow is a warmer day, but not humid. High tomorrow around 85, more sunshine, and then mid to upper 80s on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a nice weekend from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And dimly lit Blue Water Studios, located high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama.
The City of Dreams.
It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listeners, it's time once again for Clearing the Air with your host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. A man destined to never host a daytime radio program on this network. Please welcome the truth sayer, Terry Adams.
Terry Adams.
Thank you, Rusty. I really appreciate that. And welcome, everyone, to another special End of the American Republic edition of Clearing the Air. But before we go any further, you need to understand my disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear me say, not a single word out of your radio from now until 10 o'clock, because you've got to learn to do your own research. Folks, you've got to quit trusting these people who do not deserve our trust. You have to learn to do your own research, come to your own conclusions. Remember, my father used to tell me, something freely given to you is never going to be as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. Like most things he told me, he was absolutely correct. So welcome, fellow Plandemians. If you're a new listener, I highly advise you to go to the official WACV website, click on podcast, start listening to some of the older Clearing the Air shows. I got almost 7 years of them stuck back. That's the best way to get up to speed. Now, I do breaks every 15 minutes. The longer 5-minute break is at the top and bottom of the hour. The shorter 3-minute breaks at the quarter after quarter till. And by the way, this show lasts, of course, till 10 o'clock, but I don't like to take calls until halfway through, so that's 8 o'clock. So here we go. Another week. Another unrelenting attack against what made this country what it was. More racial division by the powers that shouldn't be. And, of course, more hope porn being spread far and wide. It's just, it's sickening to me, folks. What they're trying to do is they're trying to drum up so much racial hatred because they have to keep us divided. They have to keep the races divided because together we can stop this. Instantly we can stop it if we all get together. But they want to make sure that that will never happen. Now, let me just say this. If you enjoy this program, please let the owner of this station, Mr. Rick Peters, know. And if you don't enjoy this program, you can always let him know as well. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I started this program 7 years ago, It wasn't so I could start another career when I was in my 50s, and I don't care if you don't like what I have to say, nor am I concerned with climbing the corporate ladder here at Blue Water. I'm just trying to do as I feel led to do by the Holy Spirit and impart some truth to all of you. Nothing more. Now, I have my moments. Honestly, I struggle with the ego aspects of it because deep down inside, I'm a very competitive person, and I feel like I could do as good a job as anyone here when it comes to doing a show. So when other hosts mention taking time off, my name's never mentioned as a fill-in, I get upset. It hurts my feelings. It really does. But that's out of my control, so I try to chalk it up as to what I have to say isn't easily digestible in the other program's formats. That's kind of how I get around that without just freaking. And I would say that's true. So perhaps Saturday night will have to remain the lone night of truth-seeking for all of us, and that would be you and me and all of us, like I said. Okay. Personally, I have been down inside the rabbit hole for 12 years. April actually marked my 12th year. And it's an endless morass of passages and deep chasms that seem endless. Well, actually, I said endless twice. I do not recommend that anyone venture where I have unless they take along a buddy that can recognize the signs of overtruth and be ready to pull them out in a moment's notice. Now, on Greg's show, David, who does DB Daily Update, a website that touches on some aspects of the truth, we found out David is going to be ending doing his site. He's stepping away. I can't talk. I'm sorry. It's been a rough week. He's going to step away from it. And I understand that. At what point do we truth seekers finally decide that we've done all we can do, so now it's time to worry about us and our families rather than try to continue and awaken a sleeping populace that wants to be asleep? That's the biggest problem. That's the biggest question I have, and it lays heavy on me. And I'm trying to balance it all out. You know, this past week's not been good. The upper respiratory issues that were addressed by modern medicine via a steroid pack and antibiotics, I can't stand taking medicine. The steroids gave me hot flashes, make me feel, well, weird or weirder than normal. But I did finish the erythromycin, and it seemed to do the trick until last night when this nasal blockage started again. At least I can, even if I can't breathe through my nose, I can still talk on the radio. So I guess that's something, right? But listen, folks, tonight's going to be very information-rich, as all of my shows tend to be. But to get across what I need to get across to all of you, I'm going to need to play some clips, two long ones. And I'm not especially fond of doing that, but they are oh so very important. One clip will explain in detail how the company tasked with handling the voting tabulations of our elections created a few subsidiaries to do some of the voting illegalities while at the same time being under the radar. Because you can't subpoena stuff if you don't know the company exists, right? Well, now we know they exist, and we know, I mean, the timing is, there's no doubt what they were doing. That's the most damning aspect of it all, is the timing of it. But you're going to hear for yourself. Another video explains who facilitated this coup d'etat, and you're not going to like it, because it means the bogus election results, it's not that they won't be, but they cannot be undone. So all you hopium addicts, you're not going to like this show. But look, here's the biggest of big pictures. The Bible talks about a great deception that ushers in the end times. Has there ever been a greater deception than this coronavirus BS? And if there has, I've never heard of it. The powers that shouldn't be, the Luciferian psychopaths that run this joint, have deceived every nation, every government on the face of the earth. Well, that's not exactly true, because they control every government. Because their boss, their God, and that's little letters, Satan, controls the world. He got that control when Adam fell in the garden. If you can't see this, if you can't see how obvious this is, then I guess it doesn't matter. But my big question is, why am I the only one saying this? Where are all the preachers? Where are the ministers? Where are the bishops? Where are the rabbis? Why is this not being screamed from the rooftops? As I've told you, the Hegelian dialectic, that's their number one MO. They figure out what they want, and then they create a problem where what they want is the only obvious solution. This COVID nonsense is the problem, and their various nanotechnology-laden vaccines, well, that's the solution. That's the mark of the beast, folks. I submit to you that the DNA-altering vaccines are the abomination that causes desolation, our bodies being the temple of God, and that is all caps. Do you get that? I hope you do. While I have a second, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 4 hours every Saturday night. I really, really appreciate it. With that, my opening's done. I'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll get into some really deep stuff, so don't go anywhere. Yeah.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Welcome back to the program. I'm going to play you a short video. This is something, if it's what I think it is, and I've got so many videos on this little thumb drive, I hope this is the right one. It's a black guy standing before a city council, and he's letting them have it. This is what we all need to do. See, the deep state runs on implied consent. What that means is unless we stand up and yell and go, no, 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 we don't want you to do that, they assume that we're okay with it. We're given our consent unless we object to it. I don't agree with it, but that's how they roll. So let's play this clip, and I hope it's the right one.
Hey, friends, it's Peggy Hall here from the HealthyAmerican.org.
No, it's not, but it's a good one.
I'm coming to you late in the day because I've been working all day long to fight for freedom. And my question for you is, what are you doing for freedom? Where are you willing to fight? What are you willing to do? And why are so many people complying with evil? Why are you digging your own grave with each act of compliance? Some of you have some shallow graves because you're, you know, just comply here and there. Others of you, man, your grave is pretty deep. I have never even picked up the shovel, and I am never going to. Lest you think I'm pointing you out individually, I'm not pointing you out individually unless your own conscience is now being stirred and you realize that you are not fighting for freedom. It is a fight. It is not supposed to be easy. This is not for convenience. You don't wear the veil on your face to get into a restaurant to sit down and then enjoy yourself out with friends when you just bowed to tyranny. You will never see me do something like that, whether it's for convenience or even survival. I will not do it. Ever. Ever. You know, I don't really... I'm going to need the encouraging from you guys tonight. I'm normally the one bringing the encouragement to you. The number of individuals that put themselves out on the front lines of this fight and then behind the scenes are complying, you will never see me do that because I never will. There's no such thing as I had to. You don't have to do anything. Everything in your life is a choice. Everything. You choose to comply with this tyranny or you choose to fight for freedom. Would you sleep with your boss because you would get a promotion? I had to because I had to get the promotion. I would have been fired if I didn't sleep with my boss. How about that? How about that? You know, I had to embezzle from the company because I really needed to pay my mortgage. Is that something you're willing to do? Do you have standards? Do you have integrity? Do you have self-respect? Here, little Joey now is coming to comfort me because he heard me raising my voice. This little Joey is special needs. He's not 100%. You can see his little bit of tremors. And he was adopted, probably from some, did this, I don't know. We don't know what happened to him in advance. I am never going to comply. The reason I'm out of breath is because I just had to take a brisk walk around the block after an experience I had earlier today. I want to know from you, what are you doing to fight for freedom? How many, for a year, I have worked on the website at The Healthy American, uncovering every remedy that I can think of. Are they bulletproof? No, because we're dealing with criminals. I have information on how to fight for your medical rights so you will get the medical treatments you need without complying with tyranny. You don't have to do it. I have information on your employee rights, how you fight against this tyranny with your employer. Look, I've lost two jobs because I am not going to comply. Ever. Ever. There are extended family members I am never going to see because I will not compromise my integrity, my values, and my freedom and my truth. I serve to honor God, not man. All of this hogwash, you think it's okay? You are okay with this? This charade going on in the restaurants? You have got to be kidding me. You're willing to compromise your integrity to sit down and have a meal? You're willing to compromise your integrity to go to the gym? To get on a plane? I don't want to hear that you have to fly for work. No, you don't. There is always another way. There is always another way. Come on, you guys, we're more than a year into this, and we're into this still for all of you who have not stood for freedom and have not fought for freedom. Have you gone to a meeting? Have you written the letter? Have you stood up? I want to hear from those of you. I know there are. I know there are those of you that have made sacrifices, that have been arrested for nonsensical reasons. I stand with you. I am doing this work and this fight for you. Please, parents, do not email me to ask me what you can say to your school board. Why are your children in school? Why are you asking the jailer for the key? You've got to find another way. This is a fight. It's a full-blown war. What side are you on? So the very ones that complied to get into the restaurant, what are you going to do when they require this? then you're going to stand your ground? My level of respect
I don't know what happened to her. She just hushed. How about that?
You will never.
There she is.
Ever see me on stage exhorting people to not bow down to tyranny when I just bowed down to tyranny to get on that stage.
There you go.
Ever.
She likes saying ever. Amen, sister. Preach on. Well, she can't. Apparently, that's it. She's absolutely correct, folks. What are we doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you wearing a mask? You know, it's been a couple of months ago now, I guess. I'll go into Home Depot because I'm still working on my studio / shed, and I run into Jason, formerly known as Jason Johnson, sidekick Jason Johnson that was on this very program. He's the only one in there not wearing a mask. You know, I have so much respect for him because of that. He says, I'm not going to do it. And I said, well, what do you do? And they say, hey, wait a minute, you got to have a mask. He says, I tell them I can't wear a mask. And he said, I'm telling the truth. I can't wear a mask. I can't. Because it's not right. And he's right. He's absolutely correct. It's not right. This COVID thing is total BS. It's all about the vaccine. That's what it's about. The vaccine, the God-given DNA-modifying vaccine they want us all to take. Don't take it. If you do, your name may not be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's what it's looking like to me. Just my opinion. I could be wrong, but to be honest with you, I'm usually not. So I believe this very well may be the Great Deception, unless there's something even bigger coming, because the whole world's caught up in this nonsense. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely, you mean to tell me that this virus, which by the way, a virus can't do what they're claiming this thing does, you're telling me this virus you can catch it when you walk from the hostess stand to your table. But once you're at your table, you're safe. That's your safe place, safe space. So you can take your mask off then. You don't have to worry. That's the most crazy. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life, folks. This is crazy. Why are we buying into this? It doesn't make sense. You know, meanwhile, in Israel, their Hamas is just launching rocket after rocket after rocket over there. We've pulled our guys out from over there. Of course, we've abandoned them, just like the Bible said. You know, the Bible says that Israel will be by themselves in the end times, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Everything the Bible says is going to come true because it's the Word of God. It's pretty simple. Other story, we got Melinda. You know, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. Who cares, right? Well, Melinda apparently is very upset and extremely, I'm going to use 84 air quotes here, uncomfortable about her husband and Jeffrey Epstein. See, they've got something on everybody, and I think it's pedophilia. I think they're all guilty of it. I've read stories. I've seen videos. I've seen different productions that were made that were just about to air when the network got a call from somebody very high up in government telling them to scrub the story, do not run it. So they didn't. See, the media is totally corrupt. I hope you get that. I hope everything I've been telling you, I hope that it's catching on with you now. You know, and I was sitting outside before the program, and I'm thinking to myself, everything that I've been saying is coming true. And there's so many things I told you that were going to happen that have happened. So I feel like I should have a little bit of clout with you. Maybe I deserve the benefit of the doubt. Why are you not listening to me when I tell you about the fibers, all the nano stuff, the attack that's going on right now? Nobody seems to get it. Nobody seems to care. I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Well, it's about time for my first big break. I think I'm going to launch the first of the two long videos, and let's get this thing out of the way as quickly as possible. But you really need to hear this. It's very important. He's going to lay out why it is that the company that was being sued for about corrupting our vote, the tabulation of our voting, why it's countersuing now. And it can countersue because that company itself is not responsible. They farmed it out to a subsidiary company that they started just in time for the election. Imagine that. I mean, it's all tying together, folks. But the thing is, it doesn't matter because no one in authority is going to prosecute these people. Nobody, because they don't have a death wish. Anyway, I'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back with me, please.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular. It's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's fine dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We are batting 1,000 on the weekend weather once again this week. Tonight will be rather comfortable, mostly clear skies, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow is a warmer day, but not humid. High tomorrow around 85, more sunshine. And then mid to upper 80s on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers returning to the forecast on Tuesday and Wednesday. Have a nice weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. My name is Terry Adams. I am your host tonight. Thank you for listening. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert here. What you're going to learn is, I think this is the video, and I'm sorry, it's been that kind of a week and that kind of a day. What you're going to learn is, you remember all those pallets of money that Obama sent to Iran? Well, all of it didn't make it to Iran. It's actually, it has been funneled and it's being used to hire the people, the BLM and all the others, to destroy our country. So our illegally stolen tax dollars are paying for the destruction of our own country. Listen to this.
Okay, Operation Enduring Freedom was the operation we had in the Middle East against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we poured huge sums of money into it in Iraq and and Afghanistan, because they were related in a way. And the fact is, there was a lot of operations and maintenance money. $400 million is a lot of dollars, and but over the time frame, the trillions that we spent over there, it clearly had an exit strategy. And under the Obama administration of 8 years, he was in a position, his administration, to do that. Now, it's very, very concerning to me, and I know to Doug, you and Maria as well, that this important information be exposed, because I believe there's a relationship, Doug and Maria, to not only this money, but to the COVID-19, which I will say COVID-19 was not a pandemic. It was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese Communist Party on the world, and specifically the United States, in the year 2020, to have repercussions on our election because of what President Trump was doing to China and changing the calculus and moving a lot of U.S. industry back to the United States and getting more money and rebalancing that. And then, of course, we had, which we'll talk about, but the massive cyber warfare, the most massive in history campaign against our election system. And then we have this vaccine, which we'll talk about, which is not really a vaccine, and we need to put the facts out so people understand what it is. But all of this, what Maria has just broken, I believe is behind, this is all one entity that is doing this. And clearly the members, the founding members, Doug, were not familiar with cyber warfare, but they were familiar with one thing, and they put it in our oath of office, enemies, which I took to support the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so we have, for the first time, at a magnitude never seen before, Doug and Maria, is a combination of foreign and enemy domestic, enemies that are and domestic, foreign and enemies, domestic enemies that are attacking the United States. And what Maria is breaking is all related, because they are very well funded, and I wondered where they were getting their money. And Maria now is telling us, Doug, and telling the world that you are in your program, where these enemies, both foreign and domestic, are being funded from.
Okay, thank you, General. Okay, Maria and General McInerney, are there groups, are there organizations, are there names? Who are these people funding this? Who are the people that are, I mean, Maria, who are they all?
Well, certainly the information we've received out of Italy with the pallets of cash that moved from Dubai, the people in the room included Italians, but also a CIA official. And so we know that there were high level Italian government officials involved. And then there was a CIA member involved for the movement of the money. In Ghana, we've also received, amazingly, a law firm's name, and we are being given the actual individual lawyer with the law firm and some more information on the process of how that was processed. We have the full details on the process of the money that went through Dubai and into the Merrill Lynch account, and we did supply that information to John Durham for his investigation. As General McInerney said, this is all directly related. And we knew that the Finanza Guardia, the financial police of Italy, are investigating this. This is a private, obviously controversial investigation that they're doing, but we have received that information. And now that they are investigating Barack Obama on that, they also arrested Prime Minister Conte, the former prime minister, when the government fell in January, because all of this is hitting as we were exposing the corruption and use of Leonardo's satellite facility to steal the election. The government then fell. New government comes in and says, we don't want to be dirty like these guys, so we've got to come and step up. And when they did that, now the Finanza Guardia has the ability to investigate Conte, his money guy. Conte had $8 million sitting in a bank in California. You have the money guy going down. You've got Conte actually being brought in for questioning, and now this investigation into Barack Obama. So that's all culminating as we're getting other intel out of Italy about General Graziano and his involvement, certainly with the Rome Embassy of the United States, which is very problematic. And the general could probably shed some light about the use of the State Department, because we've been very troubled in what we have discovered at Nations in Action, how much involvement there was in embassies, the money that left Dubai, the helicopter of the Sheikh actually landed on the Dubai consulate's, U.S. consulate's building. So this was fully orchestrated with the United States government apparatus being weaponized. And that is the number one problem that we see at Nations in Action that is so atrocious. And I love, General McInerney, how you had recommended to President Trump to declare a national emergency. I would say that was one of the top failings. And I know there were a lot of staff that gave information and had to make choices at a very tough moment as we went from December into January. And those mistakes by staff, I told my staff, I said, we are no longer dealing with staff. I am done dealing with staff. The actual elected officials need to be held accountable for the decisions they make. If they're listening to staff and not listening to us, where we don't have that voice to meet with them, that is very problematic. And that is really what caused the downfall, because General McInerney wasn't listened to. I wasn't listened to. It was all funneled through staff and others on the campaign side of Trump. Well, we're not a campaign. We're not related to a campaign. We are an independent, nonpartisan organization wanting truth and transparency. And General McInerney, you had the foresight to make those recommendations based on, obviously, decades of phenomenal experience of what cyber warfare looks like and what war looks like. And we are, in my opinion, totally in a war.
All right, Maria, excellent points. We got to take a quick break. We're going to pick up with this point and come back and get the general involved in all of this. Incredible breaking news, absolutely fascinating and infuriating all at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a trip into the land that liberals never really enjoy. That's capitalism. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with
us. Yeah, and with that, I guess I'll go ahead and hit my break. Let's get it out of the way. You're listening to Clear in the Air.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Brewmaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at Brewmaker.com.
And welcome back to Clearing the Air. And being the good host that I am, I went ahead and fast-forwarded through the commercials on what I'm playing. So,
buddy, welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet continually in determined prayer and determined patriotism. Doing the hard work of it all. Back with General McInerney and Maria Zach. General, before the break, Maria had just dropped incredible world-breaking news and shocking and infuriating investigations into just pallets of money and the investigation of Barack Obama himself as a result of what happened over in Italy. I want to get your opinion as a general, as a military man, as an expert in cyber warfare. How is it possible that the American government can schedule a helicopter to land on the rooftop of a Dubai embassy of the United States? Who, at what level do you have to be involved to make that happen? And who do you suspect may have orchestrated that?
Well, that is the $64 question, because it means, whether it was the embassy or a consulate, the leadership had to be aware of it. You couldn't move those kind of monies through a facility like that unless the leadership was involved. And the guidance that was coming, and particularly if you say a CIA, maybe the station chief or something, was involved. So I think Maria's point and your question to me, Doug, which is the $64 question, is there have to be a lot of people involved in this. This isn't a onesie and twosie special access program. Too many people. And the reason I bring that up is because there were too many people involved in the cyber warfare. There have been too many people involved in what I believe, from a military point of view, as I look at it, that COVID-19 was not a pandemic. It was a direct biological attack on the world. There were just too many people involved. And so what we're faced with is a situation here that the corruptness in the U.S. government is much deeper than any of us thought. The swamp, as President Trump called it, is much deeper. And we should talk before we finish this about my concerns about President Trump, who I'm a strong supporter of, but the advice he was getting. So how did the corruptness reach up to the Secretary of State, to the director of the CIA? Well, we know the director of the CIA was flawed, if you be nice about it. We know that the CIA, under almost 8 years of Brennan, John Brennan, has gotten corrupted. We know from the Russian collusion that the Department of Justice is flawed. And that came out when they couldn't prove that case they tried to set up. That's why they got rid of General Flynn, who you had on yesterday, because General Flynn understood how the system, the intelligence community, work. And I'm digressing a little bit, but it all wheels back to the $64 question that you asked. how could anything happen unless you had, and you implied with the question, leadership was aware of it. They had to. Now, how deep was that leadership that could move $400 million in Ghana? And they was it $400 million in Dubai as well, Maria?
I believe it was 14 pallets, and I think it was $500 million. One was $500, one was $400, so $900 total.
Yeah, almost $1 billion of U.S. dollars. Now, we know $1.5 billion went over to Iran because of the JCPOA, which they had planned, and which now looks like it was really a deal to parcel off cash that they cut, and they were working a deal. It was more than just nuclear. And yes, look, President Obama is involved in all of this. He had to be. It was under his administration. You can say a lot of things, but why would, when he left, move 1 mile from the White House into Kalorama in Washington, D.C., and set up a skiff in his home immediately after? He's the only president that went back to what, he didn't go back. He went to D.C., didn't go back to Chicago, where he came from. So you now start putting in parts of this puzzle, and who is running it? Who would know so much about cyber warfare? And we do know from the excellent reporting by Mary Fanning and Alan Jones that 2 weeks after President Obama took over, and this is getting to your question, Doug, that he moved this program called Hammer and Scorecard, which was a top secret special access program that the CIA had that they were using to listen to the Taliban, to Al-Qaeda. It was developed by a brilliant engineer by the name of Dennis Montgomery, who became a whistleblower in 2015, and he turned this information over to the FBI because 2 weeks after President Obama took over, Jim Clapper and John Brennan moved it from the CIA headquarters over to Fort Washington, Maryland, and started listening to American people, listening to Supreme Court justices, listening to preachers and religious people, listening to politicians, and they got a lot of blackmail. And so when you wonder why the Supreme Court of the United States is not hearing these cases, you begin to understand that maybe, like Lynn Wood has said, someone has something on John Roberts, the Chief Justice. Where is the corruptness? And you now go back to that question, the $64 question, Doug, on how could you land a helicopter on an embassy or a consulate without other senior people being aware of it? How deep is the swamp? And that's what's troubling me, because that's what's behind it. They're well funded. They will be listening to this program right now. And let's make sure you will be the next great, great Rush Limbaugh, as General Flynn said yesterday in a text to you, because this is the kind of information that MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox will not put on. No major network will. And so that's what's concerning me. The important role that you are playing, Doug, in hearing these facts, and why when we get in and talk about more specificity on how they actually did the cyber warfare and how the fraudulent election turned out, because it goes back to Arizona today, what's going on in the recount? Because we must have an audit on this election. For Republicans that say wait till 2020, 2022 and 2024, there won't be any 2022 or 2024 if cyber warfare is involved. And it's all related. This is a giant effort. George Soros' name will come up and what he's doing and what's going on in America. How do the American people find out? Maria and I are not tin hats. We have taken facts. I've taken military facts. Clearly, hybrid warfare has been part of China's effort to gain global dominance. What is included in hybrid warfare, which means not using kinetic warfare of shooting missiles and rockets and dropping bombs, but using biotechnology, using cyber warfare? How are you changing the world and the actions? The 50 plus executive orders that President, I don't call him President, that Biden has approved all benefit China or the front door to socialism. And the front door to socialism is communism, Doug. And that's why what you are doing and your listeners are becoming privy to looking at facts. Maria's information is stunning. It fits together so much. It's a catalyst of how they are funding all these actions. And it's the corruptness, it's money buying off like the Chinese. The Chinese control our universities. The Chinese control big tech. Why is Twitter and Apple and all these companies, so Facebook, so involved and interested in China? It's because it's a marketplace. And President Trump was cutting that out. He was changing that. He was bringing jobs back to middle America, to the Rust Belt, to these areas, these jobs that were taken out under the Trump administration, under the Bush administration, the Clinton administration, the Biden administration. We have denuded America's ability to create wealth. And all this is related and is influenced by the massive amounts of money of China's influence in here into our universities. And it goes back to everything we do in everyday life and what President Trump was trying to stop. And he wasn't getting a lot of help because that swamp is far deeper than I ever thought.
Exactly. General, we have to take a quick break. I want to pick up with this. There's so much to unpack there. I want to make sure that we have time to hit on all of those key points that you brought up. I want to give you a chance to talk about cyber warfare, how it happened, who did it, and how it relates to what we saw happen to President Trump with Russiagate, and all of the things that he faced throughout his career. And I also want to ask you about the military. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this break. Please stay with us for this incredible breaking news and information from Maria Zach and General McInerney. We'll be
okay. Well, I'll put them on break. While I go on my break, I'll get past the commercials so you won't have to listen to it. I can't stand commercials. I hate commercials. My mom DVRs everything, goes back and watches it and zips through the commercials. Smart way to do it. The swamp, as I've told you, been telling you for almost 7 years now, the swamp is so big. It's the only way to make our government the constitutional of, by, and for the people government is a complete overhaul. Everybody out. Start over. That's the only way. As a matter of fact, we are told in the Constitution that it's not our right, it's our duty when our government becomes tyrannical for us to change it. Now, for those of you out there at Maxwell and other places that are listening to me, hoping I'll say something about grabbing your guns and starting a war so you can force me off the air, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying we have to make a change. But I will say this. When they control the voting machines, how in the world can people say we're going to make a change this next election? Or when the midterms come, we're going to... No, we're not, because they control... Don't you understand that? We can't vote our way out of this. We're way past that point. Way past that point. There's several hopium sites out there that all they do is just they regurgitate the same lies about, well, you know, the reason that Biden is getting as much done as quickly as he can because he knows he's just got a limited amount of time. You know, Trump's going to come back. He's actually the real president. Biden's not the real. That doesn't matter. There's no one that's going to force them to step down and deal with the consequences that they themselves have created. There's nobody that's going to do that because they don't have a death wish. The deep state, the swamp, whatever you choose to call it, they control everything. Everything in this country has been taken. Do you understand that? Why do you think they gave all the different departments for the first time ever sidearms? Why did they order 9 billion rounds of hollow point 9mm ammo? Why do you think they did that? Because this is war. They have declared war on us. It's been ongoing. You just haven't known it. If you expect to turn the TV on and have the talking head on NBC say, by the way, the government's declared war on the Patriots.